The Sentai Review, Episode 41, 2009, Super Sentai. Welcome back to Fandom Night. Once again, it is a Wednesday. It is time for Super Sentai reviews. And should anybody wish to take this show with them or see what else we have to offer, contact the show, so on and so forth. FandomNight.com is up and going, and it's a pretty cool site. And, you could go to it. You could go up to the little searchy bar, and if you click it, and you could type into that searchy bar, and you could go to thefandomnight.com.
And maybe a disembodied voice on the wall could put a link to an affiliate, and you could watch him and his videos, too.
Who knows?
That'd be cool.
It's very true. You ready? Yes, William Bush, Reploid Bill.
McCree, Shane, Guy, Proto.
Wrong you are!
I'm Shane McCree, Proto Guy, and I'm eternally angsty.
Spencer Robertson.
Scott Action Jackson.
I'm
here.
He's here.
The disembodied voice joins once again.
It is time for Shane Butcher's name.
We're in 2009.
Have at it.
Samurai Sentai Shinkenger. Kenger. Whatever.
I feel like you have
our samurai.
I feel like you haven't been doing too terrible on these last couple of names.
Okay.
He's been learning.
Are you taking Japanese classes at nighttime?
Yes, I am.
Just for this show.
There's some samurai rangers there.
All right.
Believe it or not, in Japan they are also samurai.
I'm going to ask you a question right now. Why is the Blue Ranger's visor not connected to his helmet? Anyway, so what we've got here, all right, as far as what these rangers look like, the pink and the yellow are girls. They're wearing skirts, unless somebody's confused, and they look like
it's a trap.
And they look like little mini robes with belts for the girls, kinda.
Yeah.
And the dudes look like they're wearing jackets over black pants with a belt over their jacket.
And the guys are green, red, and blue.
Yes. And they all have very hard-to-describe face things that aren't attached to their helmets. So, yeah, there you go. If you're looking at this picture, you understand what I'm talking about.
You remember how I told you that some Ranger series, they take forever to morph? These guys take forever to morph. Like, the bad guys could kill them easily.
Yeah, these guys, they have to, like, take out a sword thing.
Well, they take out, in our version, they take out their morpher, right? They press a bunch of buttons. They say, go, go, samurai, and they have to actually draw their symbol in the air and spin the damn thing.
The sweet, symbol that's on the Disney helmet? Channel.
The symbol that's on the helmet?
Yes, they draw their symbol in the air, and when they're done, they spin it.
Wait.
And it takes forever for these guys to freaking transform.
So you're telling me the Yellow Ranger just has to draw a dick in the air and then she's like, Mighty Morphin Pecker Ranger.
he usually comes first.
Wow.
Next.
Next.
Super blurry.
All have samurai swords.
Look at that ridiculous looking guy back there.
Samurai Megazord.
Shogun Samurai.
If you haven't noticed, this series is very samurai.
He will kill you for your honor. And a penis.
Be a man.
That's how you be a man.
Or a Yellow Ranger. You have a dick on your face.
This picture's quite interesting because Mount Fuji's in the background.
Getting all geographical and shit. You stop that. Next.
Next.
They're also standing in front of a rainbow. Who's the gold guy?
He's the gold ranger.
Thanks!
Wow.
He's the sixth ranger.
Holy shit.
I only see five. No, I can't count that six. You're right.
I had to look at it again. Like, who can you not see?
As soon as you said that, I had to count them. I was
like, what? I was like, wait, what? I confused everyone.
I was like, what did I miss?
So, once again, as you notice, the Red Ranger is the leader.
Let's play Spot the Main Character.
The Pink Ranger also has a bigger part of her screen than anybody else, so is she banging the Red Ranger?
Obviously, the Yellow Ranger's banging herself because she's got a dick on her face. I'm not going to let that joke
this isn't a kid's show. Nobody's banging anybody.
That is
okay,
true.
Let's be honest. Mighty Morphin Power Rangers was a kid's show, and it was very obvious that Tommy and Kimberly weren't just bestest buddies, okay? I'm going to tell you right now, I don't know what pink and green make when you mix those two colors together, but they were making a baby ranger. Let's go to the next picture.
No, Bill and me went into a long debate about this. Rangers don't have sex because they're pure and they wait till marriage. That's Bill's idea.
And you are not ruining virginity if you stick it in her butt. Go to the next
picture. Oh my god, this is a weird episode. Next.
He's fascinated with the dick on her face.
Hey, two Red Rangers!
What is the Blue Ranger's weapon all of a sudden?
Look, two Red Rangers!
Yeah, two Red Rangers! Yeah,
what the shit just happened? There's a girl Red Ranger or something? Like,
you say that like it's not a big deal.
No, it's about time a woman becomes a Red Ranger.
Kind of not into this Gold Ranger.
No, he looks retarded.
Gold and blue are never a good combination of colors. Like,
not into this.
Is it gold and blue? Or is it...
Don't even start. That dress... No. Look, if I had to choose... Oh. Look, if I walked on a set and they're like, you can either be a Trap Ranger and be Yellow Dick Face Ranger, or you can be... I dressed myself in Goodwill clothes and be the Golden Blue Ranger, I'd be like, I'll take the Trap Ranger. I'm not even... I'd rather have a dick on my face. I would rather be Dick
now,
Face Ranger.
I will tell you, this is actually the series I didn't watch that far into because I was not
interested. Sounds like you only watched like 8 episodes of all of these.
I actually watched...
He made it his mission one night. I remember when this happened. All of a sudden, I started watching the Mighty Morphin. That's as far as I was going to go with it. I was just going to watch Morphin with my daughter, and it was going to be done. But I got to watching it, and I was like, you know, to be honest here, for some reason, I'm really getting back into Rangers. I'm going to keep buying it.
Okay, I have to say something, too.
And he got on Netflix and made it his personal mission to watch at least... fucking 1 to 4 episodes of every single series.
That's cool. You know how far I got in that mission? I was like, I'm going to watch Power Rangers. It's on Netflix. I got to the point where Goldar picked up a bus that was supposed to be the Angel Grove Community Center bus.
Yeah.
That looked completely different from the Greyhound bus that he picked up.
Yeah.
And he shaked it and both his skull were like, oh no. And the 5 Rangers showed up, and they morphed, and I was like, I'm done. You don't notice these things as a kid, but now that I'm a grown-up, kind of, I know. I was like, I can't. I love this. I have a great nostalgia for it, and I don't want to ruin it.
I can see where you're coming from with that.
Because I saw all the flaws, and my brain just kept taking them out like...
When Goldar picked
that's kind
up,
of what I
enjoyed.
When Goldar
picked up the bus, and you can clearly tell there were Asians in it.
Yep.
That's what I think. That's what I've enjoyed the most about watching it again is
that
being
bus,
able to see all that I couldn't
that
see.
That bus he picked up was full of Asian people, and then it shows Bulk and Skull by themselves. Like, oh,
but
no.
I know that, but there's something about picking those flaws out that I've enjoyed.
When
actually,
Mighty Morphin came out, I was only 5 years old, so I didn't pick up on any of that.
You're
I just
right,
especially the Yellow Ranger.
Not and half a dick. She had a dick in her pants, not on her face. next picture.
Shane, you were 5, man.
You let it go. You were respect training.
Let it
she's
go.
She's no longer alive.
And I love that actress.
With her dick. Next picture.
Next.
Obviously, this was done by a fan, maybe, but it looks kind of cool. I'm not hating these Ranger outfits, alright? I don't understand why your faceplate's not connected, or it's extended in the Pink Rangers, in case she's got a helmet boner. But,
You're really dragging that joke out.
I told you, I'm not letting it die. Yellow Ranger is Dick Face Ranger. Anyway.
We all know who he's picking as his favorite ranger.
It's not
Yellow. It's definitely the gold.
It's definitely that gold and blue fairy. Next.
Next.
Next. CG Rangers.
Next.
Next. We're standing in front of a Japanese flag. This isn't racist.
What?
It really is because they're Japanese.
That's true. Next.
Next.
We're standing in front of a... We're CGI'd in front of a mountain.
Mount Fuji.
You're a Fuji.
It's the only mountain I know in Japan.
Next.
And we're back.
All right. So, Shane, best ranger.
Blue.
Scott. Which one?
The all blue one.
Blue.
Scott.
I'm going with...
Dude, his weapon is epic as hell.
Which one?
Which red? Man or lady? Is the Red Ranger both?
No. In our, in our series, he is a guy. I didn't get it. I didn't make it far enough in the series, but I do believe one... I mean, it's the first time we see a woman as the Red Ranger.
I think in the American version, I don't know if this happened in Japan, but in the American version, there was a movie called, like, Duel of the Red Rangers. So it might have been a duel between the female and the male.
Who gets to be the leader?
They all train in a dojo. Could be competition.
All right.
But I'm going with the main red guy.
Okay. Seth.
I don't know. It's hard to pick.
Golden blue.
He said golden blue. I'm going to kick you in the ding ding.
He's going to kick you in your helmet dick.
You're going to kick me in my helmet dick?
It's broken. We'll just say blue, fucking.
Okay,
disembodied voice on the wall. Pink.
Okay.
She doesn't look too bad.
Well, I'm going to have to go with. You know what? I'm going to agree with Jeremy. Yeah. Pink Ranger.
So, we got one red, two blue, two pink, Bill.
Blue and gold!
Say green just
it's
to be different.
It's the greatest!
Yeah, pick Frankenstein Ranger.
Because these Rangers are all pretty much the exact same thing, and the only thing I'm really picking is which one has the coolest faceplate, I'm going pink also.
Yeah, that's why I was
like
having a hell of a time
Ranger?
No. Pink wins our popularity contest. So, it's time to
score
some Rangers.
2.5.
So, like a
2.5
or no, 2.5, because you said 2, and I just added 0.5.
Oh.
Scott?
3.
Okay.
Seth?
I'll give them a 2.5 as well. They are definitely middle of the road.
Disembodied voice on the wall?
2.7.
Alright, motherfucker, still ain't Price is Right. Bill guy!
1.5.
I hope, disembodied voice, I hope your bid went over.
I don't care for these people.
2.37.
What was that?
2.37.
For Dick Faker.
I don't even know if they deserve that score, to be honest with you. It's just...
Because I'm biased.
Next.
I can't say I'm biased, I just...
Has Mighty Morphin scored the highest for you?
No, I don't think it has. I think, because I've given, like, at least two groups a 5, I think.
We gave Mighty Morphin high, but we also gave Decca Card Rangers high.
Oh, don't remind me.
Deck of card
Rangers. Look, I wasn't
J-A-K-Q.
Here for the
J-A-K-Q,
but the freaking Joker is definitely the
yes! Greatest. They are
epic
one of the coolest fucking Rangers.
Go back and watch old episodes.
On fandomnight.com, you can, find some stuff. Actually, there is a playlist on the Fandom Night YouTube, so you can go there, and we just put all the Sentai in one playlist for you if you're interested. So,
or if you want it to be more of a pain in the ass, go to the Facebook group page and dig for a while.
In between random Star Wars jokes. And
was Jake, wasn't the deck of card Rangers, wasn't it 79?
No, 79 was the weird,
Kazakh Ranger, wasn't it? It was the one
with the weird Russian.
And 77, because there was no Ranger series in 76. So they were the second Rangers to come in to play.
Wait, did weird
Yeah, they were second or third.
Asian have two seasons?
I would look, but my phone isn't quite working.
The Go Rangers? They must have.
All right.
Hey guys, did you like that podcast? If so, remember to check out FandomNight.com. At FandomNight.com, you can drop a line to this show, or you could check out other podcasts as well. We cover all kinds of topics, everything from comic books, wrestling, movies, TV shows, video games, animes, mangas. It's outrageous. We seem to have a podcast for just about everything, and you have access to it just by going over to FandomNight.com. So check it out, guys. We're going to get out of here.